The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side, and in lieu of issue number 122, I'm doing this special edition by myself on location down here in stormy Houston, Texas, where the blizzard is just going crazy. As you can hear, John has lost power. We have no show. We have nothing. He literally can't even get on the phone and talk to me. I don't know if that's real or he just doesn't want to talk to me anymore. But either way, I thought I would put something out. We worked it out. We tried to get something together. And at last minute, everything fell apart. And I know I could have made some calls and there would be people that would definitely step up. Dr. Joe, Martin, even Freddie, my buddy over at from Indie Alley. But I didn't want to put anybody out on last minute. So, hey, I appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys. This is a great opportunity for me to say, because of the last 2 years, because of everything you guys have done for us, it makes it easier for us to say, sorry, we can't do a show this week. You guys have been great. All the response we get from everybody week after week, we get DMs, tweets, not as many emails as we used to. People just choose not to use that, but that's fine. We appreciate all of the support. Everything. So it makes it a little easier. I feel bad that we can't put a show out this week. I'm going to give you guys a little bit. We got a tweet from PopCulture413 at PopCulture413 said, at Brightside Chat, love the podcast. You were talking about Jimmy Woo getting his own show and liking the actor Randall Park. He played the father on Fresh Off the Boat for 6 seasons and was great on that too. So we'll probably check that out. And I know John is going to hear this. So, buddy, I'm down here. The storms are brewing. You can hear it whipping around me here. I feel your pain, especially being a boy from up in New England where we know weather. Believe me, you know what it's like up there, too. So I tried to come down, but I'm outside your store. No power, no store, no nothing. So, oh, well. But, John, check that one out. Check out Fresh Off the Boat. 6 seasons. There's some content for you, buddy. And also, I'm sure next week we are definitely going to be talking about the Snyder Cut and the aspect ratio. It's something that I wanted to talk to John about this week. So the obviously we got the trailer this past weekend, and it's very interesting how we're going to be cropping our TVs, I think, off to the sides now, whereas if you're from back in the 80s and the 90s and you rented a VHS tape, you might have had to crop the tops and the bottoms. What is Snyder doing to us? I don't know, but maybe we'll talk about that. I had some books that I checked out this week. We had I checked out Hollow Heart. This one was really, really good. Surprised me. Not that I didn't have high expectations for it, but this book here, Hollow Heart from Vault Comics, writer Paul Allure and art by Paul Tucker. And this is a book about it's somebody that his name's L. He used to be human, and now he's just this container of organs. It looks like a robot type thing, and he's got kind of a fishbowl type head. And he's alive inside, but in pain. And then there's this other guy, Mateo, that he's like kind of the mechanic that works on it and wants to help him. But this overall story, there's also a sub story here that has to do with a fish in a fishbowl. And you actually are drawn into that, like, what happened? There's a sub story there. I'd love to talk to John about this one. I really love this story. I love the ending. I'm definitely continuing with this one. And it has a great, the story pertains to the pain inside of everybody and how we sometimes hide our pains for different reasons. And the pain that goes on here, I just can't recommend it enough. I was kind of blown away by the entire idea of this story. So I'd be interested to see what John thinks of that. And also the other book I read, Shadow Doctor number 1, from Aftershock Comics, and writer Peter Callaway, art by Georges Gianti, with cover art by Mark Sciarello. And this one here is, I believe it's a true story. It starts off telling you this is a true story. And then after, you know, the afterword where you read more from the author, and it really, it comes off as, I believe this is a true story of a doctor. Actually, the story opens up in like the 1920s, and it's a kid on a alcohol run. They're running booze during Prohibition, and the Italians run into the Irish, and the Irish start shooting at the Italians. So the whole first page is a shootout, and it really, from there it jumps ahead. But the entire story is told as a backstory, because the person, the kid that survived the shootout at the beginning, is now older on his deathbed. And he's a black guy who tried to be a doctor, and how difficult that was, and the obstacles that he had to overcome to do this. It's just an amazing story. This is one I am definitely going to be continuing, because I want to know the history of this. And you just see the choices that he had to make. And he's not upset, but he has regrets, but he doesn't have regrets. These are things that he had to do. And the way this book leaves you at the end, where you see what choices he had to make, everything that he had to go through, awful. And it's just really, really good. Another one I'm dying to talk to John about. I think it would be a great discussion. But yeah, definitely check that one out. Shadow Doctor number one, Aftershock Comics. Really good. Really enjoyed that one. Maybe I'll title, that's what I'm going to title this, you know, Storm, Blizzard Conditions, Shadow Doctor number one. We're going with that. And for the real world this week, John, talking to John, what did I check out this week in the real world? All right. Obviously, WandaVision. We're going to double up on WandaVision next week. Tons to talk about there. Still following along with Resident Alien over on Sci-Fi with Alan Tudyk. Really good. Really loving that. Big Sky. Keeping up to date on that, John. Hope you are, too. I also checked out Deathstroke, Knights and Dragons, movie on an animated feature over on HBO Max. That one was pretty good. I did finally, wife and I finally checked out Palmer over on Apple TV. We loved that. And we also saw On the Rocks with Bill Murray, also over on Apple TV Plus. That is really good as well, if you haven't checked that out, John. I think you might have actually recommended that to me already. If I had to bet, I'd say you've seen it. And the other one just came out, The Crew. It's a Kevin James sitcom on Netflix. The wife and I binged that the other night. We actually got warnings on our TV we've never seen before, John. Maybe you've seen this. I'm sure you have. Like, it asked you, do you really want to continue? Are you still there? And we're like, are you kidding me? We've never seen this before. What is this message? And we laughed at each other and said, John must get this all the time. So we loved The Crew. It's a half hour sitcom. It's hysterical. It's simple. It's so simple. But the setups for the jokes are just so quick. They're so simple. It's just a really good time. Don't go into it expecting too much. But there were a bunch of laugh out loud moments. Again, another one I'd love to talk to you about, buddy. So I guess that will do it for this show. There's no kryptonite. I can't talk to myself for that long. Unless you listen to me on my other podcast, then yeah, I guess I can. So, all right, that'll do it for this week. Thank you for checking it out. Sorry that we don't have more, but hey, sometimes things happen. And John, stay warm, stay safe. I will talk to you next week. I'm sure I will still continue to be texting you, because that's the only means of communication we have. But I'll talk to you next week, buddy. Love you. And everybody else, have a great week. We will be back next week with a normal issue, double WandaVision, of course, but our normal issue 122 will be out next week. Take it easy, everybody. Have a great week.